With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pete Hegseth vows to bring warrior culture to the military if confirmed as President Trump's defense secretary. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Hegseth said he'll reset the Pentagon's priorities along President Trump's vision.
When President Trump chose me for this position, the primary charge he gave me was to bring the warrior culture back to the Department of Defense. He, like me, wants a Pentagon laser-focused on lethality, meritocracy, warfighting, accountability, and readiness.
The Republican-led Senate wants to have some of Trump's cabinet picks ready for confirmation soon as Inauguration Day, January 20th. Also at SRNnews.com, the Santa Ana winds increased in the Los Angeles area again Tuesday.
Winds are increasing in the Los Angeles area, and there could be gusts of 70 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new start could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning off across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires has risen to at least 25. Tuesday, officials confirmed another person killed in the Eaton fire, which has burned over 14,000 acres. 16 others lost their lives to the Eaton fire. 8 died in the Palisades fire. Search teams have been combing through thousands of acres trying to assess the damage in areas where the fires have died out. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, the battle over abortion is changing. Since most abortions are now carried out using drugs rather than through surgical procedures, pro-life lawmakers are moving in that direction. 4 states, Indiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Tennessee, have bills introduced aimed at banning the pills. Louisiana has classified the drugs as dangerous controlled substances. Idaho and Kansas are trying to roll back approval of abortion pills. This is SRN News. Government inspectors documented unsanitary conditions at several Boar's Head deli meat plants.
Not just the Jurek, Virginia factory that was shut down last year. After a deadly outbreak of listeria poisoning sickened more than 60 people and killed 10. Reports from Boar's Head plants in Newcastle, Indiana, Forest City, Arkansas, and Petersburg, Virginia, described multiple instances of slime, dripping condensation falling on food, mold, insects, and other problems dating back roughly 6 years. The U.S. Agriculture Department says there are now new, stronger measures to control listeria. Boar's Head says the violations did not meet their high standards. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Blue Origin is planning another launch attempt along Florida's Space Coast later this week. The private aerospace company founded by Jeff Bezos says it will try to conduct its inaugural flight at 1 a.m. Eastern Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.